is a funny thing happened.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Okay.
I have Ginger in the studio. Studio.
Your bedroom.
And I figure, seeing as she was so nice to talk about me on Maximus, what was it?
Oblivious Maximus. I knew you were going to get that wrong.
On Oblivious Maximus, that I would, you know, give them a plug. There you go. Do you want to give them a plug, Ginger?
Do you?
Sure. Oblivious
Oblivious Maximus.
Anyway, if you want to listen to Ginger talk to these two guys about stuff, you can
go. Tiny drains.
And factories.
Factories.
You can go
Nothing
there.
Nothing about what I actually was meant to go there and talk about.
Yeah, I figured that. Anyway, that's why we thought we'd do a podcast while she's here in Sydney, which is really nice. So she's going to ask me questions. I was going to do a podcast about Kevin from Ireland, but I'll
You didn't tell me this.
Yeah, no, I'll do that next time. Do you remember Kevin?
Yeah, I remember Kevin.
Oh, he was so cute.
Have you already done an episode on Kevin?
No, I did an episode on Ireland. You didn't Very listen good. To my episode?
Yes. And then they fought and no podcast was ever recorded.
Yeah, it was called Kill All Prods and I wonder...
I don't know if you should be calling it that.
Well, that's what it said. That's what it said.
I know, but I just don't think that's good.
But I've had a lot of listeners, so I figure that...
No wonder, probably yeah. You're really...
I know. People are going, oh, this one's called Kill All Prods. I want to hear that. Anyway, Ginger.
Hi.
Why are you in Sydney?
I flew, Young Henry's flew me up.
Who's
for
Young
a
Henry's?
Photo shoot, a beer company, and I get to come see you.
Which was great.
Because any excuse.
Very good. I love
and
it.
And now we're going to record a podcast. Has it been 2 years since we've recorded one?
Three.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. It's still going.
I should go back and listen to the earlier ones.
Yeah, the first one's really funny.
I'm scared.
Yeah, and we're in the top 50 podcasts. Who knew?
Top 50 podcasts called A Funny Thing Happened. Top 50 podcasts with the word funny in it.
Top 50
it, of all time.
With Buzzsprout. Okay. Buzzsprout must be a small concern.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. You never know. Anyway, I'm very happy that you guys are still listening, whoever you are out there.
Whoever you are.
I told you about your friend from Japan.
I have a friend in Japan. I
can't remember her name now. I know you're listening and now I've forgotten your name. I put a shout out. I said thanks to the person in Japan who listens to my podcast every week because I can see the statistics.
Yeah.
And she messaged me and she said she went to school with you and she loved hearing us talk every week.
Oh, that might be Sophie or Lucy. You remember those twins I went to school with?
Can't remember, love. But anyway, it was really nice. It was just really lovely. I just thought that was fun. Don't laugh too loud. You'll blow out the thing. It was just so nice that somebody was listening. Now this is us again. So shout out to Lucy or who was it? Sophia? I can't remember them, sorry.
That's okay.
I can't remember a lot.
I don't actually know if that's who it is, but it might be.
Might be. Anyway, so what questions do you have for me?
Well, I thought because we haven't done the podcast in ages, I've written down, I was like, it could be a catch-up. Episode.
Cool.
So it's going to be like speed round.
Speed round. Should I be scared?
Yes.
Yes.
So I've written down 5 words.
Oh.
That came just off of the top of my head.
Uh-oh.
And what we're going to do is I'm going to read one word out. I have no idea if this will work.
We'll give it a go. I can always edit it out.
This was like, I only thought of this because you were like, let's do a podcast. I was like, what are we talking about? And you said, I don't know.
Anything.
And so I was like, well, if you don't know, I'm going to speed round it and we'll do catch up.
We could talk about my wand.
No, that's not on the list. Put it down.
Okay.
Okay, so the thing is, I was going to do, I read out a word and you whatever the word is, you have to tell a story about it.
That's okay, happened. I'll try. Yeah.
But you only have a minute.
Oh.
So it'll be 5 minutes of speed round stories.
Okay, this is going to be hard.
I know, that's why it's fun.
Okay.
A challenge. I can't be bothered getting a timer.
Don't worry.
We'll just do
guess.
It.
We can guess.
We can guess. I can see the time. Okay, word number 1, gravy, go.
Gravy. I actually have a gravy story, you know.
I'm sure you have a story about all of it.
You know I do, but it's longer than a minute.
Go on. What's
so when Gypsy was about...
This isn't a soup one, though, is it?
No. Okay. I've never told this story because it's a little bit PG.
You mean not PG?
Yeah.
Is that your phone going off in the background?
Don't, just leave it.
So me. Unprofessional, Joy.
It doesn't matter. People don't care. So the gravy story is Gypsy had a boyfriend. What was his name? Monty. Oh, he was the nicest kid. And they were about 16, and we had that two-story house around in Atchison Street, Crow's Nest, and we had a really nice kitchen upstairs, and Gypsy said, "Mum, if I invite Monty over for dinner, can we be like a normal family and not be like abnormal?"
Yeah.
And I'm there, sure. She goes, "You promise, like, you can't do this and you can't do that, and you've got to just be like a normal mother, like if I went to his mum's house." Right. So, in other words, I have to be boring, right?
Yeah.
I made a roast, and I wore an apron, and I said to Dad and Eddie, I said, "You have to be like normal people. We can't throw food. We can't do this. We can't do that." And there was a list of things we weren't allowed to do. So anyway, Gypsy comes over with Monty, and Monty was sweet. He was a really cool kid. And we had dinner upstairs, and I had it all just like normal people would do dinner. Like, it was just, you know, we have very abnormal dinners, right?
I want to know what you mean, though. Like,
well, normal people eat food, dinner. Right?
What do we do? Eat rocks.
We draw our food.
We still eat food.
You
just had to be on your best behaviour.
Yeah, that's it. We had to be on our best behaviour. So anyway, I think how old were you? You were little. So Gypsy must have been younger because you were little, because I remember you were really quite tiny, and you had this habit of just pulling down your pants and doing, like, showing your bum at people.
I still have that habit, actually. 33 going strong, baby.
And it was just really, we thought it was very cute.
Mooning is the cheapest fun you can have.
True.
It's free.
Agree.
It's always funny.
I did get my bum stuck in a window at a party.
That's not on my list. Keep going with the gravy story.
That's a true story. I did. I got it stuck. Anyway, what was I going to say? So anyway, yeah. So we're all being really well behaved, and you were quite young, so you just did not know what was happening. You had no idea why we were acting normal, right? Mm. So you clicked on that something was up, but I thought you were too young to say, "Ginger, we need to act like normal people." Like, how do you figure that out?
Yeah, like, I've just got to get through one dinner. I'm sure
your little
okay.
baby head. So anyway, dishing up dinner, and of course I cooked a roast because that's what I always cook when people come over. So we all sit down and we're all eating dinner. And you must have just thought, this is the weirdest dinner ever. And all of a sudden, you just turned around and you pulled down your pants and you stuck your little bum on the table. And it was just really funny. And I just started to laugh. But what now? I don't know who did it first. I think it might have been Dad. He just got some gravy off of his roast and made two eyes on your bum with the gravy. And then Eddie put two peas in there. And then I got a little carrot stuck in the crack.
A
Gypsy got up and went, "I hate you all." I'm leaving. And Monty was laughing so hard, and we were all really laughing really hard. But I mean, seriously, we can't be normal ever, right?
I don't know.
That's a good gravy story.
It is a good gravy story.
Okay, this is a good game. Give me another word.
Next, fire.
Oh, so many parties that we've set our house on fire.
Think of the best fire story you have.
We've had so many parties where it was just every time we had a party, the house would get set on fire. One of them we had in Mosman, and we opened the balcony doors, and on the inside of the balcony doors there were lace curtains.
Oh, my God.
And our friend Barry was a pyrotechnician, so he decided to let off.
Barry was a pyrotechnician?
Yeah, he was. He actually had a license to do fireworks, so he let off. Oh, that's another story, in a graveyard with fireworks. Anyway, he let off a skyrocket, and it hit the curtains, and the curtains all went up. Mm. So that was one fire. And another fire, we had a black and white party in Atchison Street, And I line the whole hallway with black and white paper.
Which oh, was my a, God.
With newspaper.
In the 80s.
Yeah, it was a bit
when
dumb.
People smoked inside.
Yeah.
With newspaper on the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be fire. Fine.
Caught fire.
And then the irony was it was in the newspaper the next day.
And then the other, I mean, there were so many, but the other one that happened was we were living in Adelaide and we had a party. It was Halloween, that's right. And Dean had, we needed to burn a witch on a stake. So we actually, oh, this is so terrible that they had this kind of flashing light that went on and off with like roadworks to let people know to, you know, danger, danger, right?
So yeah, they still do that.
Okay, well, so somebody nicked it and put it in.
I'd like to point out to the podcast it is a recording format, but Mum just did the bunny ears. Like somebody, as in she definitely nicked it.
Somebody nicked the. No, because I don't steal things. It must have been somebody else. Anyway.
Don't you lie to me.
I don't steal things. I need that hairspray once. That's the only thing I've ever stolen.
Well, you did, now you have to confess to everything you've ever stolen. I don't believe you.
No, you're not. I did not steal.
I steal things all the time.
Tampons. Oh, can you?
I refuse to pay.
I'm editing this out.
Why?
So there's no point saying it. I can't, I'm not going to have a child that's a thief.
I only steal things that I refuse to pay for. They should be free.
Okay. Edit it out.
No, anyway, not edit it out. Yes. This is our political stance.
No, no, we're not having stands on my podcast. Anyway, so... somebody nicked this roadworks thing and we put it in the middle of a fire. Why did we build a fire in our backyard in a tiny little house? I've no idea, but we had this huge fire and we had this thing with the light on the top where we had the like a witch strapped to it to burn. And then
a witch, wait,
no, it wasn't a real witch. It was like a dummy of a witch, right?
Okay.
It was one of the dummies that somebody.
Yeah, but you just went into that real quick. You were like, anyway, we've got this light and we put it in the fire. Anyway, we got a witch and we put it in it. And then
I was a window dresser and someone got me a dummy from work. So there was a dummy on strapped onto it. Anyway, what happened was we're all partying and dancing around the fire and they're seeing this guy who was smart, Adam, goes, you know, I reckon that thing has a really big battery in it.
Yeah.
And everyone goes, oh, my God, it could go off. Like it could explode like a bomb. So then we had to try and get it out. So a few of the guys had to get it and somehow get the whole thing out.
You didn't think to just put the fire out?
Yeah, no, I got a hose. Okay. But me, oh, that's a good story, the rabbit with the hose. Mm. So then.
Hose is it on my list.
So then what happened was. This is weird because it was a really windy night and then we had a huge pumpkin head that Dad had borrowed from the pageant because he worked on the, you know, John Martin's pageant, and we had this huge pumpkin head on the chimney on our roof and somehow the wind blew the whole pumpkin head off into the fire. Oh, I mean, seriously, that was scary. Anyway, there was
happened with the battery?
Yeah, no, somebody got it out. We had it under control.
Did you put the light back?
I can't remember. I think it burnt. I think it all burnt. I think it all melted.
All right. Well, that was 17 fire stories. Next word.
What if you get a word and I don't have a story?
That won't happen. That's why this game is foolproof.
Is it, though?
Yeah, unless... No, that's why I made it up.
Okay, go.
I think we could do this a lot.
Okay, go.
3, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
You're allowed 10 seconds to
Mickey
think
Mouse.
About it.
Mickey Mouse. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Ding, dong. It's a lot ding, of pressure.
Dong. Yeah, it's the worst when I do this song. Ding, dong, ding, dong.
I haven't got
Mickey.
One.
What about Mickey Hat? Sure, you come on. You have a story about everything.
I don't think I have a story about Mickey Mouse.
Disneyland.
No.
Toys.
Got nothing.
You're joking.
Got nothing.
I've done it.
You have.
I've stumped you. I know a story about Mickey Mouse.
Ah, there you go.
He's my real father.
That's funny. Yeah. That's why you got big ears.
All right, hold on. How about every time you don't have one, which I really didn't think would happen, I just bragged
either,
about
actually.
That, it, the game being foolproof because you have a story about everything. Mickey Mouse, really? I'm shocked.
Something will come to
every
me.
Every time you don't have a story, I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
The Mickey Mouse story that I have in my head is actually, I can just kind of like bait you into your own story.
Go.
Remember when I lost that backpack, that Mickey Mouse backpack?
I can't remember.
In Ireland, I left it in a taxi, and you guys, I think I was 8 or 7, very, very young. I remember I had this baby, this like navy blue Mickey Mouse backpack, and I loved it so much, and you and Dad got it for me from the Disney shop. Anything from the Disney shop, I always remember being like, that was a treat because that was expensive. And you guys got me this backpack. And then all of you decided to put every single film camera, every video camera, every maybe wallet.
Yeah, everything.
On the 8-year-old, because yeah. I didn't have anything Dad's to put glasses, in my backpack because Dad's I was glasses. 8.
Yeah.
And so you were like, oh, we'll just put all of our valuables with the child. And then I left it in a taxi.
Yeah, not
and
me.
And everything got missed. Everything went away forever.
I didn't give you my stuff. Dad gave you all his stuff.
What did I lose?
His favourite glasses. His favourite sunnies.
I wallets. Put that on the both of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I have nothing to do with this. Anyway, what's your next word? Oh, what if I... Now I'm worried.
Yeah, you should be stressed out. This is an awfully stressful situation for you. Sitting in your bedroom,
recording
on a
studio.
Buddy, studio. Okay, number 4. This one, I started writing a word, but I was really tired because I just woken up from a nap, and it was meant to be another word, but I couldn't remember halfway through, so I wrote elastic.
Elastic.
And I was like, Mum will surely have a story about elastic.
There must be a story about elastic, mustn't there?
It's got to be. But I don't know why I wrote that. I feel like I started writing, like, electricity, but I couldn't spell it or something.
Elastic
is what it ended up being.
I used to play elastics when I was at school.
What does that mean?
You get a piece of elastic, right?
And the jumping. Like hopscotch.
I have a funny story. I don't like this game.
I've stumped you with Mickey
Mouse twice,
but I'm pretty shocked I stumped you with Mickey Mouse. I thought that one was like,
yeah, something will come to me later, though.
Yeah, and then you'll be really annoyed about it. You'll have to record it.
And then I'll be sorry.
It can be a bonus episode.
Yeah, I'll be really sorry.
Elastic. Well, elastic. I don't even think I have
There will be stories about elastic because I'm always sewing with elastic.
I know, that's why I thought.
Yeah, I put elastic just the other day in something at the fancy dress costume shop.
There you go. That's a story. It's just not a good one. All right, number 5. I didn't say that to be funny.
Yeah, that's true. I use elastic.
I sewed elastic the other day. What's the next word?
Okay.
All right, next word is fishing.
Fishing. There has to be a fishing story. Is it PH fishing?
What the fuck is that?
You know what that is. That's like on the internet where you fish, catfish somebody.
No.
So yeah, it's just giving me...
Just fun. Not why you want to tell everyone that you're catfishing people. Now's my chance.
It's just giving me time to think of a fishing story. There has to be a... Oh, I have a fish story. So I have photos of this. So when I was 35, I was approached by a really handsome guy.
By a dark stranger man in the street.
A very handsome dark stranger. Who asked me if I wanted to be in a commercial. And I was laughing. I said, yeah, right. Like I thought it was a joke. But he's there. No. He said, we want normal people. We want like average people in a bar who are fun, who are animated, who are having a good time. So obviously
you fit
I was.
One of those things.
I think I fit them all.
I don't know about average.
Not average. Anyway, he said, I'm just asking people to see if they want to do a photo shoot in the snow in, I think it was Threadbow actually. And I went, yeah, that sounds great. Okay. So I did it. And when
so
we
went with this man into his van to Threadbow.
No, we all went. We all flew.
Yeah. No, we all did.
Yeah, we all. So my friend Gaynor, and I forget the guy's name, there was about 12 of us, and we all flew to the snow with this advertising company. Cut a long story short, he forgot to tell me it was an ad for smoking, like for cigarettes, and everyone used to smoke in the 70s, 80s, in the 80s, everyone smoked, but I didn't smoke. And when we got there, they wanted to do a shoot with the three of us all smoking, obviously, Cambridge Rothman cigarettes. And I said,
oh, let's get sponsored.
Like something that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And I said to Graham, I go, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you I don't smoke. And he goes, well, yeah, could have told me that before we... I did actually know it was a cigarette commercial, but I wasn't going to miss out.
You just wanted to play the game.
I wanted to have fun. Anyway, so we went to a trout farm and I had to hold the fish. And trout, it was big, like it was a really big fish and I had to hold it.
Was it alive?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was alive and it had a name. It was called Harry.
Oh, no.
I know. I felt actually a bit bad because they brought him out of the water. It was ice cold. Like, you can see in the photo, my fingers are all red. And I had to hold the fish. But what happened was he said, do something funny, do something funny. And so I tipped the fish upside down to sing into it like a microphone like we used to do when we did the Andrew Sisters.
Mm.
And we'd sing a song called Hold Tight, Hold Tight. I got your favourite dish, fish.
Okay, I think we've gone off topic. You turned it upside down.
So I turned the fish upside down and talk into it and all this slime ran all over my jumper. And then I tipped it up the right way and I went, oh, no, and it flew up in the air. And that photo was the photo that they picked out of all the photos of 12.
Is there even cigarettes in the photo?
Yeah, Gaynor and the other guy, I forget his name.
He's like, yeah, I got about 12 in my mouth and now I'm heavily addicted.
And there's this fish coming up here. Oh, Gaynor taught me one night, we're sitting in a restaurant, she's trying to teach me to smoke and I couldn't, I just didn't like it.
Mm.
So the only story I didn't really get was Mickey Mouse, right?
The game wasn't here intended to upset you about the words you didn't get.
I know, but I am going to think of a...
I know, you're going to be up at night
I'm
being
so
like,
going to
oh,
think
damn.
Of a Mickey Mouse story.
That was my easy one. Have you not met Mickey Mouse?
There has to be a story
Disneyland.
About Mickey Mouse. Got nothing.
I'm very...
Oh, I do have one.
What?
I have one, and you don't even know this story.
Oh, good.
Okay, so Gypsy, when Gypsy was a little
girl. I would
girl,
like to say, can I just interrupt really quickly? I did bait you with that fishing story intended.
You knew that fish story. Oh, I did. Oh, okay. I would have forgotten that.
But I like it when I know this. I don't know the
story. You don't know this story.
That's why I did ones that
and
I did.
And Dad and I just talked about this the other night, because when Gypsy was little, we used to surprise her with things all the time, but that we thought were really great, but this scared her, but we didn't know that we were going to scare her. So it was Easter and I got a chocolate egg and I got a hot knife and cut it in half and I had a little Mickey Mouse and I wound it up, little walking ones, and I put it inside the egg and then sealed it all up thinking that when she broke it and saw Mickey Mouse, she'd love it. But she opened it and started to buzz and walk and kick the egg and she freaked out.
Oh,
and started,
no.
Yeah, I think she was about 3. She started screaming and running around. I know, we felt really bad.
Did she end up finding out it was Mickey Mouse?
She was scared of it.
She just is scared. She just has a long life fear of eggs now. She hates Easter. Actually, now that I think about it, I haven't spent Easter with Gypsy in maybe ever. She leave?
Oh, that's funny. No, yeah, that's that. So I did have a Mickey Mouse story. That's good. I'm glad I had a story.
You're going to think of an even better one.
No, I don't think so. Do you know one?
Well, no, I don't. I'm just very shocked.
Yeah, it is shocking.
Anyway, those are my words.
I have a story
for everything.
Speed
round.
Well, that was fun.
Do you want me to come up with one on the spot?
Nah. I think that's
I'm tired.
No, I think that's long enough. Right?
I want to go to bed.
No, I don't want to go to bed.
All right, let's go to Coles.
I was going to ask you something else.
Oh, yeah, ask me something. I never get to talk.
That's true.
I'm lying.
How are things since you closed down your shop? Are you happy?
Oh, no, it's gone into therapy. my palms are sweaty. I didn't know if I was here for this.
Okay, I'll ask another question.
Am I happy?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm all right.
We're going to finish up now.
Because
we're going to go to the shops. And next time I will do the podcast about Kevin, I'm in heaven. Oh, you know what's really funny? Do you want to know something really funny about Ireland?
Yeah.
Dad always used to say there should be a school called St. Kevin's for little girls.
Why?
Because there's a song called that.
There's a song called St. Kevin's for Little Girls?
No, it's called Thank Heavens for Little Girls. But Dad always used to say there should be a school called St. Kevin's for Little Girls. We actually were in Ireland and we pulled up out the front of this school. Dad took a photo. It said St. Kevin's Ladies College or something.
And they could have called it that.
St. Kevin's for Little Girls. It's so great.
It is really good. There was one like that. I remember when I was 19, I used to go out with this guy. And you know how there's that prenatal pregnancy vitamin you take called Elevate?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
He was like, the slogan should be, just take it for the Elevate.
Oh, yeah.
And perfect. Every time I see him, I'm like, that's bloody perfect.
Dad and I do this stuff all the time.
Because you also do just take it for the Elevate.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Dad and I do this stuff. We sit there and watch TV and we make the commercials better.
Yeah.
Where they're, why didn't they do this? Why did they
actually,
not do
I talked
that?
About this on a previous Maximus. I don't know how we've ended up talking about commercials again. I love commercials. I think it's an ADHD thing, it's got to be. I really love it. Like, as soon as it, like, if I'm watching maths and a commercial comes on, I'm like, it, like, resets my brain.
Let's talk about maths.
Okay.
No, that's probably not a good
maths
idea.
Maths Unpacked.
When I got to work the other day to the costume shop, the girl that works there, Kirsty, she goes, let's unpack maths. Yes. And I go, 100%.
I know. I love it when you find your maths people.
Yeah, I love it too.
All right. Well, should we go get fish?
Yes, let's go.
Okay.
Get fish for dinner.
Well, hey, everyone. It's been lovely being back after a short time away.
A short time, 3 years. Anyway, you started me off on this journey and now I have... The amount of people that listen to my podcast is really quite astounding.
I'm astounded and happy.
You're astounded. You guys got nothing else to do.
No, I'm astounded that you kept doing it, and I'm very happy that you did.
I love it. I really seemed a bit
disappointed when I had to do my actual job and not do it anymore. So I thought you'd give up, but you haven't given up, and you haven't surrendered. My grandpa's hammer, you shall be avenged.
Ring that.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Except us. Okay, bye, listeners. Thanks for listening.
Talk to you in 3 years.
I'll put up some photos.
Oh, yeah, of the ad. Fishing ad.
I've got a drawing of Mickey Mouse. Okay. Follow us on Instagram at A Funny Thing Happened Podcast.
And follow me, Ginger Taylor Artist.
And what's the podcast you're on?
Oblivious Maximus.
As well. Okay. Bye, listeners.
Bye.